CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Some big money's rolling in ever since former President Trump's conviction in his election interference trial. CBS's Natalie Brand reports.
His campaign claims it's raised nearly $53 million in the 24 hours after the former president was found guilty of 34 felony counts. Republican leaders and Trump's allies in Congress have come out swinging, rushing to his defense.
And Trump says he will appeal. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson on what the judge would need to hear.
Something that is bad enough that it's worth overturning the verdict. And that is a high standard because the criminal justice system likes finality. They don't like to go back and second guess what a jury has said.
President Biden says it's time for the Israel-Hamas war to end and start a new phase where hostages come home and the suffering stops. And he endorses an Israeli ceasefire proposal.
This is seismic, huge. The ball now in Hamas's court. Hamas will have to come to the table eventually and say whether or not they accept this deal.
That's CBS's MTS Tayeb in Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reached this agreement with the President of the United States. But we also heard the President calling out extreme elements within the Israeli government. And it does seem that this deal was not with them involved.
South African voters have rejected the party that freed them from apartheid. The African National Congress got less than 50% of the vote for the first time in 30 years. Now off to the Kennedy Space Center in Orlando.
It's already been a busy day in space.
Contact has been confirmed again.
A Russian Progress cargo ship docking with the International Space Station this morning, clearing the way for astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams to fly their Boeing Starliner there. The flight has been delayed by years of technical trouble, but Boeing and NASA say the Starliner is ready for prime time with launch at 12:25 Eastern Time. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
The extreme heat has caused a lot of death.
Federal data shows around 2,300 people in the U.S. died last summer, at least partly due to the effects of excessive heat, according to an analysis from the Associated Press. That's the highest number in 45 years of record keeping. And experts say the real death toll is likely even higher. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The Atlantic hurricane season kicks off today thanks to warmer than usual temps in the Atlantic. Forecasters predict it could be the worst ever, with the potential for as many as 25 named storms. Usually we get around 14. First up, Alberto. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
There's a new program to help you deal with the heat.
A new federal initiative will rely on research and scholarship at the University of Arizona to help communities across the country create policies and take action to mitigate and manage extreme heat.
When we start to talk with communities that are considering planning for heat, we mention better coordination between public health, emergency management, and urban planning, and then also coordinating strategies that are around heat mitigation to reduce the urban heat island effect, and then also heat management.
University of Arizona professor Ladd Keith rejects too little too late.
Even though it's already summer in many places, that doesn't mean that it's too late to even better prepare for temperatures that we'll see probably breaking records across the nation this summer.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
A new survey by the Girl Scouts showed 70% of girls as young as 5 experience feelings of loneliness. They're now offering a variety of mental wellness programs to help support them. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. On your Saturday, showers and a high near 68. For tonight, some fog and mostly cloudy skies. Chance of a shower, a low of 56. Mostly sunny, mid-70s on your Sunday. Monday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs to the upper 70s. For Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 80.
It's 64 at our studios.
Makes us start a reminiscing.
Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN, our weekly four-hour trip through the first three decades of Top 40 Rock and Roll. All our usual features, we'll have them for you. The Dance Blast out of the past, our groovy instrumentals, R&B classic, Elvis encore, Beatle break, our makeout oldies, one-shot wonders, birthday book artists on the weekend, number one hits on today. And we still have a few holdovers from springing into summer. We'd love to take your requests into the studio, area code 262-634-WRJN, or you can email us at rrnfwrjn@yahoo.com. That's rrnfwrjn@yahoo.com. Here's a holdover from last week. Let's get started. From the Twin Cities come the Trashmen. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN. Ma
the bird. Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner.
Guarantee you, it is coming before the month is out, a heat wave. Martha Reeves, the Vandellas here on WRJN. Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Let's head to the birthday book. We have six of them today. He was born on 1921. We lost him in 1985 at the age of 64. Gave us a number one hit in the mid-50s, Lisbon, Antigua. He was the conductor and arranger for most of the Frank Sinatra sides of the 50s and 60s. But he had a hit of his own in the early 60s for a CBS TV series starring Martin Milner and who's the other guy? Milner? Now off the top of my head, I can't remember, but we'll figure it out. Glenn Corbett. We're talking about Route 66, the TV series. It's Nelson Riddle and our groovy instrumental, the theme from Route 66 on IRJN.
When he opens the door, says, I'm home. Be aware of the look in his eyes. They tell you the mood he's in.
Baltimore, Terry, Baltimore, Maryland, King Bobby Martin, and For the Love of Him. Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. You just tell a friend, how about a one-shot wonder? I'm amazed we didn't play this last week. 1958 for Jerry Keller. Rock and roll never forgets.
Here comes summer. School is out. Oh, happy day. Here comes summer.
Summertime at last.
this morning, and I said, good morning, son. I've been looking through the raindrops much too long. I need someone. I can tell you where my mind's at, if you'll please just take the time. 'Cause it's such a lovely morning, won't you walk with me and talk with me a while, Mr. Sun? I've been running all my life now in search of something I can't find. I've been chasing rainbows, they're just visions in my mind. There's a lot of lonely people just like me who need someone. You see, everybody needs a friend to walk with and talk with sometimes, Mr. Sun. Hey, Mr. Sun, you can change the night today. You can chase away the rainbows, they're just illusions anyway. Storm clouds break and let the sun shine through again. And tomorrow when I'm dreaming of some mountain I will climb, you can tap me on the shoulder and whisper to me from behind. Please remind me of the yesterdays I tried but all alone. You can tell me that it's time again to walk with you and talk with you a while, Mr. Sun.
Remember him from Here Comes the Brides, among others. That's Bobby Sherman on WRJN. And Hey, Mr. Sun, Rock and Roll Never Forgets, released on June 1st of 1972. It would be their very first album and their very first hit. And I did stand on the corner in Winslow, Arizona. It's the Eagles on RJN and Rock and Roll Never Forgets.
Seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna stone me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, and such a fine sight to see. It's
and roll never forgets. WRJN out of Memphis, Tennessee, the late Alex Chilton, his group, The Box Tops, and that is Soul Deep. Chrissy Hyde and the Pretenders covered it in the 80s, the original from New York City. These are the Persuaders on RJN. Rock and Roll Never Forgets, WRJN. This would be their first hit. They'd have a string of them for Bob Miranda. The Happening. See you in September. A lot of folks forget it was not the original. Who had the first hit of See You in September? It was a group out of Pittsburgh called the Tempos.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write. See you.
Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN. I'm Terry Havel, and it was Todd and Buzz, the two characters on Route 66. Who was the other actor? George Maharis. And as soon as I saw that, somebody texted in. I said, oh, yeah, I remember that. And Maharis wound up singing. He had a couple of hits. They obviously played on his TV role to make him a singer. That's nothing new. It is Rock and Roll Never Forgets, and Racine's Festival Park and Laughs by the Lake Comedy Series presents comedian Johnny Beaner and special guests Sasha Rosser and Dana Ehrman at Festival Hall this coming Friday, June 7th. Now, all this week, Don Rosen has a pair of tickets to give away each morning between 6 and 9. You can find out more and buy tickets at festivalpark.com. We'll take a break. Come back with the English band that made its first American tour. They arrived in New York City on this date in 1964. Who were they? We're going to find out next here on Rock and Roll Never Forgets on WRJN.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
This Sunday morning, join Faith Community Church in celebrating 40 years of faith, fellowship, and service to the Racine community. Enjoy a special anniversary service at 10:30, followed by a delicious complimentary lunch of walking tacos and sweet treats. FCC has been focused on spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ while building a strong, passionate community of believers for every age. Celebrate Faith Community Church's continued mission of delivering the good news this Sunday morning at 10:30 on Newman Road, just south of Spring Street.
To hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event, step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy. including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
WRJN and Rock and Roll Never Forgets. The Rolling Stones arrived in New York City on this date for their first American tour in 1964. That would be their first charted hit here in the States, cover of Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away. Charlie Watts, by the way, their drummer, born on June 2nd of 1941, and we lost Charlie 3 years ago at the age of 80. It is also Ronnie Wood's birthday today. He is 77 and would join the Stones in 75, replacing Mick Taylor. Well, speaking of dates, it was this date, 1958, Elvis completed basic army training at Fort Hood, Texas. Tell you what, we need an appropriate song. It's our Elvis Encore here at WRJN.
Give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine. Give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine. Give me a muddy old creek in Texas or any old time. I got those hop, two, three, four occupation GI blues. From my GI head to the heels of my GI shoes. And if I don't go stateside soon, I'm gonna blow my
parson feather and blind pumpernickel for chow. We get hoss and feather and blind pumpernickel for chow. I blow my next month's pay for a slice of a Texas cow. We'd like to be heroes, but all that we do here is mark. We like to be heroes, but all that we do here is march. And they don't give the purple heart for a falling arch. I got to hop to three for a occupation GI blues.
GI blues,
GI blues. From a GI to the heels of my GI shoes.
GI shoes, GI blues.
And if I don't go stateside, son, I'm gonna pull my fuse. Fall lines are pretty as flowers, but we can't make them pass. The fall lines are pretty as flowers, but we can't make a pass. Cause they're always signs saying keep us here off the grass. I got to hop, two, three, four, occupation GI blues. From my GI hat to the heels of my GI shoes. And if I don't go stateside soon, I'm gonna blow my fuse.
Occupation GI blues.
Occupation GI blues.
Occupation GI blues.
Ready.
Dum.
Forgets. Happy 79th birthday today to Linda Scott. And I've told every little star, the Davies Brothers, thanks. And it ought to be a sunny afternoon, we hope.
Sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to pray. some cruelty. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon.
Pittsburgh, with a song written by Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, come the Bogues and Magic Town here on Rock and Roll Never Forgets, WRJN.
Terry Hevel, and we're going to take a break. But we want to remind you, local news, timeless hits, the Milwaukee Brewers, all together, they make the absolute perfect soundtrack to summer. Our next game is coming up this afternoon at 2:35 on 1400 AM, 99 FM, and 98.1 FM, WRJN. The White Sox are at American Fam Feeling, and the Brewers looking to make it two in a row. We'll take a break, as I said, when we get back. The number one song on this June 1st of 1957. The singer, it's his biggest hit, and he turns 90 today. We'll find out who that is. Coming next here on Rock and Roll Never Forgets.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.